This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a trial that may determine who actually runs the federal prisons. Is it the government or the Aryan Brotherhood? But first, in Georgia, Republican State Senator Chip Rogers was among the first to sponsor legislation designed to crack down on that state's undocumented immigrants. Lawmakers there have passed what is called the Security and Immigration Compliance Act. It enables local police to enforce immigration laws and penalizes employers who hire undocumented workers. We called Chip Rogers during the demonstrations yesterday. He said Senate Bill 529 is the most comprehensive immigration bill of any state.
Everything that we're doing in Senate Bill 529 is reflective of what is already in federal law or programs that are offered to us by the federal government. We can all get tied up in the name-calling and the mob mentality type statements, but the reality is it's an issue that people are concerned about. And in Georgia, we're not just going to play the game as the federal government does and create a law and then don't enforce it. We're actually going to enforce the law.
Well, what do you say to people who say this? Look, these people are here to fill a need. If they weren't welcome in some way, they wouldn't be here. In other words, they are in Georgia to work on the farms, to work in the factories, and that employers need these people here. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there.
Well, you know, I know of no other employment scheme or employment situation where the excusable answer for violating the law is that you need to stay in business and you need to make a profit. The law is crystal clear, and it says that you are not allowed to knowingly hire someone that is here illegally. To simply ignore the law and to ignore it in the way that we've ignored it now for the last 30-some-odd years, and then to say, well, the problem's so big we can't now follow the law, that is a dangerous precedent to set. If we had companies who were violating child labor laws as opposed to illegal alien labor laws, I don't think people would stand by so willingly and just say, well, you know, the profit motive is all that matters here. These companies can't make a profit unless they violate the law. So it's a strange argument.
What is your response to all the demonstrations? Georgia has had tens of thousands of people march in support of immigrant rights. What's been your reaction to these demonstrations?
Well, to be honest, not really had much reaction to it. I'm all supportive of immigrant rights. I mean, we're a nation built on immigrants, so I support every right for an immigrant. Now, someone who violates our border and comes into this country illegally and then demands to be treated the same manner as a U.S. citizen or a legal immigrant, yeah, I have a problem with that. At times, I stand here in almost amazement at the argument of the other side. I mean, we allow more people to come here legally than the rest of the world. We have a process for doing that, and because you don't want to stand in line and wait behind everybody else, now you demand we give you special rights, and that's just puzzling to me. I just know this. In Georgia, the law is what the law is, and we intend to enforce it.
Well, the demonstrations have been aimed in part at persuading people such as yourself to back down a bit from the legislation they've proposed.
The question I would ask those people is, should we be giving benefits to people that aren't legally eligible to receive them? I mean, sometimes we need to turn the question on the person who's complaining. I mean, surely no one's arguing that we ought to give benefits to a person who doesn't legally or is not legally eligible to receive those benefits. I mean, we don't live in utopia. We live in a real world where there's a finite amount of resources, and it is completely appropriate for the state of Georgia to ask a person who's applying for benefits whether or not that person is eligible to receive them.
So these demonstrations haven't changed your mind at all?
No, I mean, in fact, it's probably emboldened me more to suggest that, you know, if we look around the country and see hundreds of thousands of people who are here illegally demanding certain rights, waving flags from other nations, it shows the catastrophic failure of the federal government to enforce our borders and that the federal government needs to begin doing the job that they're called on to do. And if they don't do it, then we need to replace the people that are in Washington with other people who will.
What do you think of President Bush's argument? He has argued that these people need to be brought out of the shadows, and other proponents of amnesty say it's in society's best interest to turn them into visible tax-paying citizens.
Well, they don't seem to be in the shadows today because they're out in the bright sunshine here in Georgia waving flag demanding special rights. So it's an absurd argument. The fact of the matter is it's a slap in the face to every law-abiding citizen and every law-abiding immigrant who has come to this country legally, follow the proper rules and regulations, to simply say that if you violate the law long enough, and if you violate in such a grand manner that we have seen happen over the last 20 to 30 years, then somehow we should just wave a magic wand and make everyone legal.
Well, what about a guest worker program?
Look, if the United States wants to determine that we need to allow more people to come into this country legally to address our economic needs, I have no problem with that. I think that's probably a good idea. But the fact of the matter is there needs to be some reasonable manner in which a person enters this country. Crossing over a border, jumping through barbed wire, is not a legal process to address that issue.
Republican State Senator Chip Rogers speaking to us from his office in Atlanta. Chip Rogers, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.